Mark 3:25, a house divided. I want to talk to you about the importance of protecting your home from division. In the book of Mark chapter 3, we see Jesus speaking about a house which is divided against itself cannot stand. In verse 22, we see the scribes coming against Jesus, saying that by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons. In verses 23 through 25, Jesus then says, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand." Are you seeing the implications here that Jesus is teaching on? Jesus is saying, if a house is divided against itself, it will be unable to stand. And there's a very important message in here for us today. Satan, the enemy, knows that there is power in division. That's been one of his tactics from the very beginning. When Lucifer fell from the grace of God, when he fell from heaven because of his arrogant sin, his pride, he divided the kingdom of God. He took a third of the angels with him to join him in his rebellion. Next, we see him there in the garden in Genesis chapter 3. Satan, that old serpent of old, is there tempting Adam and Eve. He entices them into sin, which created a division, a separation between man and God. It's been his tactic from the get-go, and he still attempts this tactic today. How many marriages have you seen split apart? How many families have you seen crumble? Well, the enemy knows that if he can create a wedge between a husband and a wife, it's going to make their entire household vulnerable and weak. Therefore, we need to stand up and rebuke the adversary and say, "Absolutely not, Satan. You are not coming in to divide my family, to destroy my marriage, to separate my children. We are believers in Jesus Christ. He died for our sins. We were bought with a price. We are kingdom property." We as believers need to arise in the authority that has been given to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 19, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Jesus has given us, the believer in him, the authority to overcome the power of the enemy. It is not okay for the thief to come in to steal, kill, and destroy from you. How do you combat Satan in his dividing tactics and destructive ways? Do what Jesus did in Matthew chapter 4. He used scripture. Some powerful scriptures to use are Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. You speak to the enemy and say, "All authority has been given to Jesus Christ in heaven and on earth." Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 says, "The gates of Hades, or hell, shall not prevail." We declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 16, verse 23 says, "Get behind me, Satan." We declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 3, verse 27 says, "Unless he first binds the strong man." So in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the strong man from plundering our house. In the book of Jude, verse 9, and Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2, the Bible says, "The Lord rebuke you." And the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, the Bible says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." This is who we are in the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You stand upon these promises. You stand upon the word of God, not in arrogance as you combat the enemy, but in power and authority in Jesus Christ. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of our Savior Jesus. Dear Lord, we choose to stand upon your promises spoken in your word. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke the thief that has come to steal, kill, and destroy from me, my family, and my household. You have no authority. Jesus Christ has all authority. We have been bought for a price by the very blood of Jesus Christ. We rebuke you, Satan, and say, no way. You are not destroying my family, nor my life. And this is spoken in the power and authority of Jesus Christ. An attack against me is an attack against the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord, for the victory you claimed for us. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.